How great is our God. How great is his name. He's the greatest one. He's forever the same. He rolled back the waters of the mighty Red Sea. He said, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me. How great is our God. How great is his name. He's the greatest one. He's forever the same. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea. He said, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me. How great is our God. How great is his name. He's the greatest one. He's forever the same. He rolled back the water of the mighty Red Sea. He said, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me. Thou art great and greatly to be praised. We thank you, Lord, for being mindful of us. More than that, making us your portion. We didn't choose you, but you chose us and ordained us to eternal life. We would give you the glory. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. We would be faithful servants, faithful witnesses, faithful ambassadors. We would glorify you in our bodies and our spirits, which are yours. Help our infirmities, Lord. Perfect that which concerns us today. Cause us to walk in thy way. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So let's go to the scriptures. They'll make us wise unto salvation. You know where I find it? In the scriptures. Ain't we something? Hallelujah. That wise unto salvation. Mean that if you apply the scriptures, you'll be saved. You know, God will that we be saved. Now we have to keep in that faith. Stay in that faith. There's some that God don't intend to save, so they have no faith. Now, God is righteous. If they believed that he was God, they'd have to save him. He'd have to save them. Yes, he would. If you believe that he's God, he'll have to save you. See? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the scripture said the ones that he didn't intend to save, he makes sure that they had no eyes to see, had no ears to hear. He said, lest they believe, be converted and be healed, and I should save them. Isn't this encouraging? Y'all do believe, don't you? You know why? To the end that God might save you. He's got to do it now. Absolutely. If we pray according to his will, he hears us. And if he hears us, we can be confident that we have the petition we have desired of him. If we pray according to his will, he hears.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Save me, Lord,
yes,
lest I perish.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Listen to it. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers. Look at your fingers. Hallelujah. The moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. When I consider the heavens, the moon and the stars, all the work of your hands. Hallelujah. And I said, what is man that thou art mindful of him?
Hallelujah.
To the point that all that we see, you know, all these marvelous things, you know,
is created for man. Y'all didn't know that? Absolutely. And we still whine and pout and complain. All of this for you? The sun, the moon, and the stars. The mountains. The beasts of the field. He made them for man, and he gave us dominion over all the works of his hand. Now, why are we going to be sad and long faced, huh? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Oh, Jesus is the God we serve. Almighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. A mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So all that your eyes can see tells you that God is mindful of you. I'll read it for you. We've got no reason to be long-faced. I mean, he's done it. And he's given us faith to believe it. We are without excuse. Listen to it. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visited him? For thou made him a little lower than the angels and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Hallelujah. Thou madest him to have dominion over all the works of thy hand. See? And thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish in the sea. Hallelujah. And whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. David said, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Hallelujah. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name. O thou most high, O thou most high. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all know we're the glory of God? I see. And we still aren't going to get excited, huh? Wait, huh? Huh? Here's what Brother Stan would say. Y'all ain't going to move, are you? Y'all ain't going to move, are you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know the woman is the glory of the man?
Yes.
Well, well, well.
Yes,
Lord. Some of y'all don't believe that, huh?
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes.
I just get it out of the book. Come on, say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Huh? Yeah, the man is the glory of God.
Yes.
Yes. The woman is the glory of the man. Yes. And the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his hand at work. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Now, you know, men stand in awe at the things that they see in this world. Yes, they do. Not to the end that they glorify the God that made them, though.
You,
we can do better, though. Huh? Okay, when we see that sun, we can say, my God. My God. There is a light that's brighter. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. And all these wonders. Can you imagine that? Yeah. For man. Absolutely. He made this so he could sit man down in it. Yes. Give him dominion over it. Absolutely. 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 He said, here, Adam, you name these things. Huh? Adam named them. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. This is all for you, Adam. Not good for you to be alone, Adam. Y'all know I'm doing it right. He said, I'm going to make a help me for you. So he caused this deep sleep to come up on old Adam. He took that rib out of Adam and he made the woman. He woke Adam up and said, here, Adam, for you. No? Yes. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. I've got another one here. We're talking about the things that God's hands have made and how we are all blessed to see them. And more than that, we're blessed to know the creator of them. All men are amazed over the creations of their, yes, they are, things in the sea and, you know, the wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon and all these things. They don't give God the glory, though. They don't even consider that God made it concerning man. Hallelujah. No man wouldn't be none of this. Y'all understand this? All right. Hallelujah. But he's not really concerned about all of this. He's concerned about the man. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Now, we should be concerned about the God that's concerned about us, the God who made us and made all these provisions for us. Huh? Now, y'all see how it is. It's not difficult to get men excited about the wonders of the world. No, huh? No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not. Hallelujah. And there are some wonders. Even with all that man's done with the world, huh? It's still a marvelous sight. Absolutely. I haven't seen them all. I've seen enough to know that when I wake up in the morning and look around, I see the moon and the stars. Absolutely. I understand that God made them by faith. That's the only way. Now, there are some that see all of this and say there's no God. See? Or there's a God, but you can't know him. Then he's no God, then, is he? Huh? You know, he made himself known because he's God. Y'all not listening to me. If you don't know him, he ain't God. Hallelujah. Yeah, and you can't worship him. And those that don't know him can't worship him. But we are called to worship him in spirit and in truth. Being enlightened. Whereas we once was in darkness. We were blind, but now we see. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, just for a little while, saints. It's our portion to give God the glory. That's what he created us for. Hallelujah. I'm trying to stir us up. Stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Jesus.
Don't act like the young men used to act when I was coming up. They tried to be cool. Right. Don't do that.
Amen.
Let it all hang out. Hallelujah. Huh? Curse, you ever do that, man? Yeah, we had to look cool because we're concerned about what the babies would think about us. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Come on, Brother Charles. You ain't going to fool me, brother. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. We don't have to act cool any longer. We know what God thinks about us. We can look around and see what he made. We can realize what he's done. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can look with the eyes that he's given us to see and hear with the ears he's given us to hear. And we can say, what a mighty God we serve. We know he's God because he made himself known to us, not to the world. Now, y'all understand, everybody you see, even though they have intellect, they're intellectual, they can do things, they can tell you about the distance the earth is from the sun, and they don't know God. They don't know God. Hallelujah. But you know him and are known of him. Huh? Yeah, after you have known God, rather are known of him. He knoweth them that are his. Hallelujah. Yes, he knows. The foundations of God stand sure. He knoweth them that are his. And he know how to deliver the godly out of temptation. And he will deliver us from every evil work. He'll preserve us unto his heavenly kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Song says, life's sweet as memory that time won't erase. Huh? Glory. I'm saved by his mercy. I'm redeemed by his grace. In every hour of every day, and every moment, in every way, I'm leaning on Jesus, blessed rock of my soul. I'm singing his praises. Hallelujah. You still remember the Lord, don't you? Huh? Remember that day that he found you? Hallelujah. You remember when your burden rolled away? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Well, we ought to say, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I'll never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. Hallelujah. You remember, Brother Tim? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, that's God's grace. Because there's scripture. There's scripture that warns us. And we need to take heed. The scriptures say they soon forgot. They forgot the rock. They lightly esteemed them. Now, this is written for our learning. Absolutely. Glory, glory. Now, we shouldn't be going backwards. We should go forward. Hallelujah. Well, we shouldn't stop running. We should continue running the race. Hallelujah. You know, as the race said before,
yes, Lord.
Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yeah. Pastor Rice, when I first got saved, I was excited too,
oh,
you know.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank
you, I remember when, you know, I used to get excited
Thank
about
you.
Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Y'all remember? Hey, let's serve our pure mind by way of remembrance. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I won't be long. I won't be long. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord gives me meditations, you know, and I'm glad. Really. Man, this soul mind, it's been in deep, dark places. Absolutely. Not yours, I'm sure, but mine, yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lord. So I'm blessed to think on heavenly things, to have my mind on Jesus. Y'all know I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Some of y'all ain't gonna move, huh? Glory, come on, Gina. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Brother Mike, Gabriel wants the rooster, man. So if you can get him captive today, he'll come get him tomorrow. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. Hallelujah. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind, it was stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind, it was stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on Jesus. I'm walking and talking with my mind stayed on the Lord. I'm walking and talking with my mind, oh, stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Since my mind have traversed all the dark crevices and things, and it has, I wake up with my mind on Jesus. I'm on my way. Praise God. I'm on my way. Hallelujah. I said, my God, I'm walking in the light today. Hallelujah. No more darkness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah. Aren't you excited? When you wake up and your mind stayed on Jesus? If that's the case, it ought to be. Let's see. Take heed. Anytime your hearts be overcharged with drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day overtake you unawares. You wake up and you're worried about your grandchildren. You're worried about what the saints won't do. You're worried about how they won't do it. About anything. No good. No good. No good. Now, I know we think there are good things for us to meditate on. There ain't none. If it ain't Jesus, it ain't no good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll keep in perfect peace. He whose mind is staying on him. Huh? So consequently, or, you know, the other way around, if we think about all the other stuff, then we won't have peace. Amen. Let alone perfect peace. We just won't have it. Huh? Hallelujah. Well, this field gonna do me right today. Hallelujah. Huh? Answer is yes. Hallelujah. The answer is yes. Y'all know that? You know why? We ain't gonna let him do us wrong. Ain't that good, Gina? I'm not gonna let anybody do me wrong. Huh? I cherish that. Absolutely. Before I was tossed about. Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I'm set free. No longer bound, no chains holding me. Hallelujah. I know sometimes folks may have bad thoughts about me, but they don't slow me down. Hallelujah. I'm more concerned about my thoughts toward you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. They said, mind is a terrible thing to waste. We ain't going to use it to be mindful of the Lord. It's just wasted. It's just wasted. Now, men don't understand that. They think on all sorts of things. They get involved with all the wonderful things that God has made. That's foolishness, foolishness, foolishness. Huh? Yeah, they're made to point to the Creator. Yeah, the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth his handiwork. You aren't excited about the moon and the stars and the sun, brother? And the rain coming down? Hallelujah. And the flowers blooming? And the birds singing? Hallelujah. And the roosters crowing? Y'all ain't excited? Hallelujah. Now some of y'all trying real hard not to get excited. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do it. Y'all want my scripture? Quench not the spirit. See? That's the scripture. Well, what do y'all want me to preach to y'all? I'm not going to do it. No, the Bible said quench not the spirit. Huh? That means don't put the brakes on the spirit. Huh? Don't pour water on the spirit. Huh? Quench not the spirit. Hallelujah. I wonder why that's written. Come on. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, it's enough to get me started in the morning when my mind is on the Lord. Huh? Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Yeah, we should be drawing nigh to God. We shouldn't be going the other way. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Kirk, can't you get fired up over there? Hallelujah. There's too many things you're thinking about. Huh? Can't y'all shake yourself? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, the Lord brought to my remembrance, meditate, dwell, and abide. And I'm reminded of Brother Spurgeon's account yesterday of Isaac. Y'all remember Isaac? What a beautiful story. Kurt, he found a wife. Hey, Kurt. He wasn't even looking. Oh, Papa Abraham found the elder servant and said, hey, look here. Isaac need a wife. Go down and get her one. Y'all don't know that's how it's written? Is it? He sent him out there. He said, now the angel of the Lord is going to go with you. Huh? Because the servant said, what do you mean? I'm going to go down there and the woman's just going to follow me and come back? He said, the angel of the Lord will go with you. Ain't that all right? And it was just like Abraham said. Everything fell into place. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So it ends Genesis 24 with old Isaac. He gets up and he walks out to meditate in evening time. Lo and behold, here come Rebecca. She jumped off that camel. Praise the Lord. Oh, make you want to go meditate, don't it? Hallelujah. Y'all know that. That's a very remarkable account. Absolutely. God had to be in it. Because she said, yeah, I'll go with these men. Yes, she did. She left the home. She never seen old Isaac. No. When she saw him, though, she responded righteously. Y'all seen the Lord? Is he high and lifted up? Does his train fill the temple? Does the angels cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he, Brother Spurgeon said, you know, when we meditate, that's when we really get the nutrients. You understand? That now we're talking about the Word of God. Psalm 1 talk about meditating upon his law day and night. Your way will be prosperous. Huh? Yes, you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Huh? You'll always have a testimony. You'll always have a praise. Always. Hallelujah. Yeah, you'll always have a chance. Huh? Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, you'll always have an answer. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the elder servant says to Rebecca, after she'd drawn the water, not just for him, but for his camel too. Good looking woman. Isn't there something? Ah, the angel of the Lord was with it. Here's what he said when he's explaining to Papa what he's doing. You know, he said, yeah, I came and she did all of this. And he said, I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brother. See, that's how I'm here. I being in the way, the Lord led me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said, now, when Daddy told me, I said, now, peradventure, this woman will not follow me. And he said, Dad Abraham said, the Lord before whom I walk will send his angel with thee and prosper thy way. Y'all hear what I'm talking about? And prosper thy way. This is mission impossible, you know. Absolutely. Mission impossible. Hallelujah. Yes, it is, Neil. Glory. Look what the Lord can do, though. Hallelujah. Oh, he said unto me, the Lord before whom I walk. Abraham said, the God I walk with, he's going to send his angel with me. Huh? Hallelujah. And he said, if it don't happen like I say, you clear from this oath. Just do what I tell you. Hallelujah. He said, well, I came to the well this day, and I cried unto the Lord. I said, O Lord God of my master Abraham. Huh? Is that the God you pray to? If now thou do prosper my way which I go, here I am standing by the well. So when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray, a little water of thy pitcher to drink. Hallelujah. And she said to me, both drink thou, and I will also draw for thy camels. Hallelujah. He said, now let that be the woman that's appointed for old Master Isaac. So she did it. He said, that must be the one. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Isaac came from the way of the well, Lahor, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field. In the field, you got all kind of texts, huh, to tell you about the glory of God. Right. Hallelujah. He could look at the lilies. He could look at the clouds. Huh? He could see the eagle flying over. All kind of texts to meditate on the things of God. Is that how you do it? Hallelujah. Well, he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off that camel. Hallelujah. Huh? For she said unto the servant, what man is this that walketh in the field to meet us? And the servant said, it is my master. Therefore she took a veil, covered herself, and the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. What a beautiful love story, huh? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yep. There's no greater love story than Jesus, though. Hallelujah. He's going to delight over us. Glory, glory. He's going to rejoice over us. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. But the preacher was emphasizing meditation, not the love story. But Jesus saving sinners is a love story. There's no greater. I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. Yeah, praise. There's no greater love story. No, there isn't. So rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Huh? Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There are no greater name. There are no other name. There's certainly no greater love story. Y'all know that? And I've never met anybody who don't like love stories. Especially when it says, and they live happily ever after. Y'all know that's the end of the story? So shall we ever be with the Lord? Fullness of joy, pleasures forevermore. Huh? Hallelujah. Rejoice. Shout, O daughters of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So many of the scriptures talk about the wondrous things that God has made. Job 38, when it talks about the place of wisdom, it expounds on all the great things that God has done. Psalm 19, Psalms 102. I'm going to read it. Not the whole thing, but y'all have time anyway, don't you? We're going to make time to do the grapes because, you know, that we should do that in faithfulness. We can still rejoice. We can pray and pick grapes. We can prophesy and pick grapes. We can speak in tongue and, yeah, we, whatever. Grapes won't stop. We just make it part of it, huh? We can worship God while we pick the grapes. Huh? Yes, we can. Hallelujah. I remember Brother Sir admonishing a brother, you know, because he's, well, he wanted to go to the tabernacle and pray. He said, man, you can go pray while you're picking them blueberries. Nothing against going to the tabernacle and pray, but not, huh? Not at the expense of the other. Everybody hear me? That's one duty, staying with the blood of another. Come on. It's all right to go to the tabernacle to pray, but not to not have time for your neighbor to help them. Huh? Then it ain't worth nothing. Y'all hear me talking? Well, I don't believe you. What can I say? Huh? That's not my part. No, no, no. I believe for me. Come on. And if I speak the truth, why don't you believe me? See? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I know we think what we want to do is good and God ought to accept it, but he didn't do it with Cain. He won't do it with you. No, he won't. And I'm sure Cain's sacrifice was beautiful in the eyes of man. God had no respect. Not for the giver or the gift. He had no respect for Cain, nor his offering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let me get on with it. This is Psalms. It's all through the book. But you know, when you start looking at a certain thing, you see it everywhere. Psalm 102:25, of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands. Just like it says in Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. See? Thank you, Lord. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment, and as a vesture shall thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same, and thy years have no end. The children of thy servants shall continue, and their seed shall be established before thee. How about that? Hallelujah. So all that we see, how glorious it is, guess what? Hallelujah. It's going to pass away. Hallelujah. But there'll be new. The prophet Isaiah spoke about a new heavens and a new earth. Hallelujah. New creature. Hallelujah. To put in the new heaven and the new earth. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Listen. Who forgiveth all of thine iniquity? Bless you, Lord. Hey, who healeth all of thy diseases? Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Come on, David, get excited. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed. As he go. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. 103:8, the Lord is merciful and gracious. I'm a witness. Slow to anger. Plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, they did provoke him.
Thank you,
And we provoked him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, though he's slow to anger. Hallelujah. Not easily provoked. Oh, but praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
As the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy for them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him.
Amen.
That fear him. And the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and deliver them. That fear him. That fear him. Fear the Lord, O ye his saints. For he knoweth our frame. He knoweth that we are but dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. For as a man, his days are as grass. Yeah, like grass. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof, praise God, shall know it no more. Ah, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it?
Yes, Lord.
Now, up on them that fear him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let your fear be upon us, Lord. Let your fear be upon us. And his righteousness unto his children's children. Thank you, Lord. To such as keep his covenant, to those that remember his commandments, to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, who do his pleasure. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul,
and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things, hallelujah, he has done great things, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment, again, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot. Hallelujah. One place said the clouds are the dust of his feet. Glory, glory. Who maketh his angel spirits his ministers of flame and fire. Again, who laid the foundation of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with deep, as with a garment. The water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke, they fled. At the voice of thy thunder, they hasted away. They go up by the mountains, they go down by the valleys into the place which thou hast founded for them. Listen to it. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over. Huh? That they turn not again to cover the earth. Man's got another explanation for it, but explanation for the earth where it's at and the moon and the stars and all that is by the word of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's God in his mighty power, showing forth his mighty work. Hallelujah. He sendeth the springs into the valley which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Well, he feed the sparrows. He clothed the lilies of the field. Hallelujah. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sit among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy work. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle. My, my. So that's how it happens, huh? Man tell you something different. They won't get to the end of the matter. But I found it in the book. He caused the grass to grow. For the cattle that he made for man.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. Listen to it. And it say, an herb for the service of man. An herb for the service of man. That he may bring forth food out of the earth. And wine that maketh glad the heart of man. And oil to make his face to shine. And bread which strengtheneth the man's heart. Hallelujah. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Hallelujah. And men can tell you. They can tell you the sunrise. They can tell you the full moon. That's because God's word is sure. You understand? If God was like man, the full moon might be late. And the sun might not rise. You know, we didn't feel good today. We couldn't do sunrise. Come on, sis. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Y'all know that. But man can say, yeah, sunrise is such and such a time. Sunset is such and such a time. Oh, yeah. They can tell when these things are going to happen in that. That's because of God's word. Yeah, it's immutable. And all of this, amen. They have all this, they don't put God in it.
Yeah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Mm. Glory, glory.
Yes, Lord.
They'll tell you when sunset is. Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. I'm going on.
Amen.
Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. He giveth meat to all in due season. The sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is this great and wide sea, wherein all things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. These all wait upon thee. He feed the cockroaches and the crickets. They all wait upon the hand of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that thou mayest givest them that gather. Thou openest thine hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest thy face in their trouble. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created, and thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and it trembleth. He toucheth the hills, and they smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. Listen to it. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Hallelujah. I will be glad in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we'll come to the end here. Everybody doing all right?
Yeah, Lord.
We got to pick them grapes, you know. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we want to, brother. Praise the Lord. We want to serve the Lord with gladness. Kevin, now let me preach, brother. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, usually you're a good student, but you're cutting up today. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now, praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I have delivered them to you. But I would have you to know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God. Hallelujah. Every woman praying, or every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonoreth his head. But every woman that prayeth or prophesieth with her head uncovered, dishonoreth her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. Hallelujah. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, and it for as much. I'm going to read it. He is the image and glory of God. The man is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. I got it right here in the book. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. All right? Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Are we going to keep that in mind? We're going to read things like that and not put it in application, are we? Are we going to walk in the Spirit? Hallelujah. Now, herb is for the service of man, but man is for the service of God. See? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And as the woman was created for the man in the spiritual sense, we're created for God. So herbs for the service of man, but man is for the service of God. See? See, that's what the conclusion I come to when men talk about herb for the service of man. If it don't get you to man is for the service of God, it has no use. If you say herb is for the service of man, and so that you figure out what can make you well, and you don't remember that you are for the service of God, you're not in the truth.
Amen.
See how the truth goes? It always gets you to God through Jesus Christ. You see how I got to it from the earth? See how I got to it from the earth? Huh? See how I got to it where the woman was made for the man? We made for God. Made for God. Made for God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. That's how I apply all the scriptures. You know, whatever it is, you know, it's all talking about our relationship with God. We talk about a husband and wife, and the book talks about it. But what it's really talking about is our relationship with God. If all we see is, well, she's the wife and she needs to do what I tell her, and we don't know that we need to do what God tells us, then it's foolishness. It's foolishness. And all we need to be concerned about is us doing what God tells us, no matter what the wife does. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Gina, you can say amen. Glory. Gina does a good job. Yeah, she always has a good look on her face. Not all, but God's done no more for her than he's done for you. That's just a righteous response. Hallelujah. So that's about the end of it, you know. I just want to remind you. And, you know, we talk about all the things that we see and that they were actually made for man. Wouldn't be no moon and stars if God wasn't going. All of this is concerning man. And all of this is concerning God. You and you and you. And you and you and you. Now, see, we don't follow through with that.
Amen.
We're more concerned about herb being the service for man. And we don't know that we need to present our bodies. A living sacrifice. Holy, acceptable to God. Just our reasonable service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, the servant is for the master's service. Yeah. He go out and work. He don't come in and say, well, let me get my goodies. He served the master. And then he sits down. Well, well, well. That's how it's written. That's how it is. Oh, we serve the master. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Under thee, O Lord, we lift our voice. We lift our soul. Hallelujah. So again, we see all these things. They declare the goodness of God, his handiworks. Huh? But ultimately, it speaks to things that eyes have not seen. You understand? And things that ears have not heard. So the people, mankind can only go so far. Huh? But those that are chosen of God can go a little bit farther. Hallelujah. And these things that the eyes can see, they are wonders. Upon wonders, upon wonders. But the things that eyes cannot see, well, well, well. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. The things that ears have not heard. We've heard the sound of the thunder on those rolling, moving waters. Ah, but there's things that ears have not heard. Hallelujah. Things that the heart has not perceived. You know what? God has prepared them for you that love him, that wait for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I get this out of meditation, you know. Yeah, many times we just stop short. Because we don't go on to know the Lord. You see what I get out of the service for man, don't you? Yeah, that's not what everybody get out of. They stop short at the herb and the service and the man. I go on to man and God. And as herb is for the service of man, well, you're for the service of God. Hallelujah. I'm for the service. We're for the service of God. Absolutely. By his own choice. Hallelujah. We're not worth anything, you understand? Huh? Praise God. That's without him. But with him, we're precious. Hallelujah. Come on. Should not we be excited about this? Come on, Brother Driver. God's not going to accept our excuses. Oh, I got this infirmity, Lord. I got this affliction, Lord. Hallelujah. No. I'm thine, O Lord. I heard thy voice. It told thy love to me. And I love to rise in the arms of faith to be closer drawn to thee. Hallelujah. That's your song. Sing it. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, we shouldn't let our good be evil spoken of.
Amen.
So if we used to run around the tabernacle, we should keep doing it.
Hallelujah.
I've seen some here that used to do it. They don't do it no more. God's still the same. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's still the same. Hallelujah. Come on, Brother Driver. God's still the same. Yes, he is.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But you know, sometimes we ask for stuff we don't need and we keep badgering God and he give it to us. And then we end up leaving. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We get bored with the preaching. Huh? Thank you, Lord. We don't get excited with the preaching. Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, bless your name, Lord. Well, y'all know I get excited about the preaching. But I give God the glory. Hallelujah. I haven't always talked like this. Absolutely. I'm ashamed of the way I used to talk. I'm trying to make up for it. Hallelujah. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength. And now, I don't have any more to say concerning God than you do. I have the desire in my heart to say something for God. So with that desire, he put something in my mouth to say. Really, I don't have anything to, but I have a desire to always say something on his behalf. Absolutely. So he honors that request. That's, he gave me the desire.
Thank you, Lord.
The Lord will give you the desires of your heart. I want to go of unseen things above.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus in his glory.
Yes.
Jesus in his love. Hallelujah. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I love to tell the story. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for speaking to our hearts today. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For choosing us to walk in your way. Hallelujah. You all aren't excited. I am. Hallelujah. Yeah, I think that's, herb for the service of man. Holy Ghost said to me, yeah, man's for the service of God. That's why I tell it to you. Y'all know God gave me the meditation. Yes, I was reading Psalm 104 and say, herb for the service of man. And then the Holy Ghost said, but man is for the service of God. Yeah, that excited me. So what am I concerned about? The herb? Absolutely not. I'm concerned about the man that's for service for God. Huh? That's you and me. Let's serve him in the morning. Serve him in the noonday. Hallelujah. Serve him when the sun's going down. Praise him. Praise him. Oh, praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun goes down. Come on. Praise him, oh, praise him in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Christ the first fruits. Afterwards, they that are Christ at his appearance. Glory, glory. Now, the Sadducees was of the sect that didn't believe in the resurrection. Can't be saved. Can't be saved. Of course, the Pharisees believed in the resurrection, but they didn't believe in the resurrection. They couldn't be saved either. But he found a few that believed in the resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. How about you?
Huh?
Are we not new creatures? Crucified with Christ? Risen to walk in the newness of life? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, that's just a foretaste, you know. Absolutely. Yeah, this is just the witness that there is a resurrection. And we know that we pass from death unto life because we love the brother. Hallelujah. So God has made known to us the resurrection power. So don't talk to folk who don't believe in the resurrection. Except you tell them there is a resurrection. After that, there's nothing else we can say. You know, Jesus Christ is coming. He's the resurrection and the life. Huh? And when he comes, the dead is going to be raised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. All right. We're for the Lord's service, so let's serve him today. How should we serve him? Serve him with gladness. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end. For thus saith the Lord, that created the heavens, God himself that created the earth, and made he established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare the things that are right. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And so listen, preaching day, Lord, I could scarcely take it in, Lord. I think about how you made from the beginning the earth to be inhabited. In the end, you said the meek will inherit the earth. And so, oh God, so what should we render unto all thy benefits you've done for us this day, Lord? Surely bring forth true worship. And so I pray, Father, you give us a greater appreciation for things you've done, things you're doing,
Lord.
Things you will do. And so we know all your promises are yea and amen. And so we stand on your promises. We trust in your word, Lord. And so from the heart, Lord, we say, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. So come quickly, Lord Jesus. Make us ready, Lord. In your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Brother Timothy. Thanks for praying for us. Good prayer. Greater appreciation. That's what we need. Y'all know that, don't you? Old carnal mind and the flesh poo-poo on the things of God. I don't care what God does. The Son, the flesh, yeah. You know. But that inward man, brother. Huh? He renewed day by day. Hallelujah. You know that man created in righteousness and true holiness. He rejoiced in the Lord always. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. So let us yield our members servants unto righteousness. Huh? Yeah, make no provisions for the flesh. You won't rejoice in the Lord if you do.
Amen.
No, you won't.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
No, the flesh and the spirit, they're contrary. They're
Amen.
Contrary. Hallelujah. If you want to rejoice in the Lord, you want to dance and shout, huh? Well, you'll have to get in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I mean, if you do it acceptably to the Lord. People do it in the flesh, but God have no respect. You know that.
Amen.
But don't be afraid of doing it in the flesh.
Amen.
Yeah, don't let that be your excuse. That's a sorry one. Excuses of just that. Excuses. All right? We're without. Maranatha Saints, the Lord is coming. Rejoice and be glad.